The Night Shift. The Catch Up Podcast.
Friday morning, time to talk Friday real estate. And Charles Tarby, our real estate guru from Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate, is online. Good morning to you, buddy.
Good morning, Luke. Got me up early this morning.
Oh, that's what I do, mate. It's my job to get you up early because you just don't like missing out on missed opportunities. And you,
yes, I don't.
There's an old saying, Charles. The early bird gets the worm, but it's the second mouse that gets the cheese. Just think about that.
Oh, that's very good. Thanks, mate.
Okay.
Write that down.
Write that down. You can use it today. Winter is here. I was looking at an article on Domain yesterday about the property market and the fact that last year's bubble, people thought it would never, ever burst, and I don't know whether it has or not. But here's the question. If you are a buyer, do you sit on your hands and wait for the prices to fall, or do you buy now before interest rates and inflation rise even more, which they will, which is then going to reduce your borrowing power and your spending capacity? What do you think?
Well, Luke, real estate's a long game. And if anybody's going into real estate buying it with a short-term gain in mind, it's probably a waste of time. Prices are changing. They are coming back to where they should be. When do you not make an offer? That's the question. There's so many people have missed out because they just wait that little bit longer. But from my perspective, I remember when my children were buying their properties and they were at a certain price. And, you know, Dad, what should we do? I said, you know what? Just pay the price, because in a year's time, or more like 5 or 10 years' time, the amount that you're paying now that you think you're paying more than you should, it's not going to make any difference at all. And so nobody can pick the time, Luke. We can pick, you know, around the time, but nobody can pick the time. And it always bothers me that people wait for real estate prices to change and they end up missing out completely.
Okay, but this time last year, you and I were talking about FOMO, fear of missing out. That seems to have gone.
It has definitely gone, because the opportunity is there, and this is why I say that to you. If you are interested in buying rent, this is the time to negotiate. This is the time to go and talk to your agent, to talk to a seller, and the sellers and the buyers have got to meet the market. That's the way it always is, whether they're paying what they feel is too much or the seller feels like they're getting too little. That's just where the market is, and everybody's circumstances should be taken into consideration. So fear of missing out, yes, that means you have an opportunity to look a little bit, take a little bit more time to look and make an offer and make sure that, you know, at some point in time you meet the party.
Charles Tarby is with us, Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate Friday. Charles, interesting story here. A coastal New South Wales council is not asking, they're begging 7,500 holiday homeowners, and this is from Canberra and Sydney as well, begging them to make their properties available to renters to try and ease the region's housing crisis. Yirrabadalla Shire Council Mayor Matthew Hatcher. He's written a total of about 8,000, he's written to 8,000 non-resident ratepayers who own homes along the south coast. And he's begging them to consider renting them out for maybe 1 or 2 years while long-term solutions can be established. Does this surprise you?
Look, it's surprising, but not something I think will ever happen, Luke. You know, Airbnb has really offered people who have holiday homes or properties that they only occupy every now and then an opportunity to earn some pretty serious income. Now, it is a bit, to me, Airbnb can be a little bit dangerous with the quality of people that go into a property, because most people are going away to have a party in that respect. But I don't think they're going to be able to compete, and that's going to be an issue. So you are not going to get a landlord to drop what revenues they might have. They might be booked out a year in advance too, Luke. This is the other thing.
That's right.
So how are you going to change that? It's just not going to happen. It's a great idea, wonderful idea, but I just don't think it'll get any traction at all.
Interesting stuff. Weekend around the corner. What are you expecting auction-wise?
Yes, same. We talked about the rates. We thought they'd come into the 50s, they have been last few weeks. We consider that a reasonable place to be in terms of auctions. It's not over the top. It's not crashed. You're not hearing stories of of markets crashing everywhere. You are hearing stories of, oh, prices change here, prices change there. But in reality, I think we're in for a steady market again, Luke. And I think that's what's going to happen for a time to come. I think we just have that adjustment and we're going to stay into those 50s and early 60s for some time in terms of clearance rates.
All right. Well, I'll talk to you on Monday. We'll see exactly what happened. But Charles, have a great weekend. You take care, buddy.
Thank you, Luke. Bye, mate.
There is the boss, the owner of Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate, Charles Tarby, here on The Night Shift.
Around Australia on the Triple M Network. This is The Night Shift with Luke Burner. The Night Shift.
Whether you're looking for your dream home, or maybe you want to sell a home you've outgrown, the experts at Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate are there to help you. And they have a proven record of achieving great results and delivering exceptional customer service. By combining their property expertise and local market knowledge with a brand already known by most Australians, Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate always aims to deliver above expectations. Buying, selling, or renting a property, when it comes to real estate, you can expect better from a brand you already know and trust. To learn more about Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate, including new property listings and the latest real estate market news and advice, visit bhgre.com.au.
Overnight talk stations, take heed. You've finally got some stiff competition.
Yeah.
Luke Burner, The Night Shift, around Australia on the Triple M Network.